I had actually called for this through the council earlier in the year because I discovered when I went to ask for courses to be delivered in our school in St Mary's College in Ballysadare, there was a long waiting list and it seemed that they just didn't have the personnel or the resources. So we did deliver a programme through the guards in Sligo, but I just think that the RSA, I had asked for them to be supported more so that they could come out to secondary school. So I'm delighted to see now that the road safety education for secondary school students has been developed through the RSA, and there are resources and awareness campaigns to help secondary school students stay safe on the roads. So there's a Road Safety Matters programme for junior cycle students aged 12 to 16, and I think that's actually a very good time, and even in primary school it should be, because by the time they get to you know, learning to drive and taking their lessons, you know, they might have preconceived ideas about, you know, their driving abilities. Whereas I think, you know, the earlier that we help and support students, particularly in anything relating to road safety, it has to be welcomed.
Obviously, Councillor, it's well documented at this stage how treacherous road conditions can be, with an extremely high number of road deaths so far on Irish roads this year. The fact that this is being aimed at students as young as first year age in second level schools will only be beneficial going forward, as you've mentioned.
Yeah, I think again it's just to focus their mind so that by the time they come to sitting their tests and doing their theory tests, that they will be very well educated and aware of both the responsibilities that come with, you know, with driving, you know, a high powered vehicle. And you know, the programme focuses on who's who in road safety, you know, roadworthiness, recognising road risk, socially responsible road use is another one as well. So, you know, it talks about the consequences of risky behaviours, how to make informed decisions, just information on you know, taking substances and the fact that we shouldn't be taking substances when we drive, personal safety, and just moral choices and threats to their own safety. So it's quite a broad programme, and I think, and it's going to be delivered where you know, when students have well-being, and there are hundreds of hours of well-being classes dedicated to junior cycle students in all our schools throughout the country. So that programme will be, and it will be very welcome for an awful lot of teachers and parents and students, and that will be delivered through the well-being hours in our schools.